Good morning, everyone. While yesterday morning we were thinking about how wrong roads never lead to the right destinations. And for each and every one of us, God has got a purpose and a plan and a destination for us to fulfill. And in Esther chapter 4 and verse 14, we read these words, "Mordecai said to Esther, 'For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. And who knows if perhaps you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this.'" You and I have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. You and I are men and women who have been born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, commissioned by God to go forth and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. You and I were men and women who have been created for influence and significance, to make a difference and to leave a mark in today's society. Anything less than that is not what God has purposed in his heart for your life or mine. You have gifts and you have talents, and the power of God is active and alive in you. It's your time and my time to awaken the sleeping giant within us. It's not time to stay quiet and passively observe others as they live out their calling. This is your time. This is my time. Don't be afraid to be seen. Don't be afraid to be different. Don't be afraid to be heard. Stop thinking, you and I, we must stop thinking about what others think of us. We don't need people's approval, because we only need their encouragement, because we have the approval of Father God. So I want to encourage you today, don't passively observe and sit by and watch others actively involved in their calling and purpose, because God has got a divine purpose and a plan for you, just like he had for Esther. And she was born for such a time as this, the scripture says. But you have been born for such a time as this, created with us to be people of influence in Jesus' wonderful and precious name. Make sure you're on the right road. For God says, "I know the plans I have for each and every one of you. Plans, but not to harm you, but to prosper you, to give you a hope and to give you a future." We have a great future in Christ Jesus. Have a wonderful day. Speak to you in the morning. God bless.